The first athletics world record has been broken at the Rio Olympics, a dramatic start to the opening day of track and field events. Armaz Ayana of Ethiopia took gold in the women's 10,000 metres, smashing a 23-year-old world record by nearly 14 seconds. Police in the Pakistani city of Peshawar say they've arrested seven members of a gang which kidnapped babies from hospitals and sold them to mainly childless couples for up to $2,500. Officers say the gang swapped newborn babies with the frozen bodies of babies who had previously died. The main opposition presidential candidate in Zambia, Hakainde Hichilema, has accused the Electoral Commission of colluding with the governing party to delay announcing the election result. A day after Thursday's poll, a spokesman for the United Party for National Development described the delay as suspicious. The Democratic nominee for the US presidential election, Hillary Clinton, has disclosed her latest tax return, showing she and her husband Bill earned $10.6 million last year. Her billionaire Republican rival, Donald Trump, has said he can't reveal his tax affairs until an official audit is completed. Conjoined twin baby boys in Syria have been evacuated from a rebel stronghold to a children's hospital in Damascus. Syrian doctors abroad had warned the twins would die if they didn't receive life-saving surgery. The United Nations Committee Against Torture has accused the authorities in Burundi of carrying out extrajudicial killings, torture and rape. It said what it described as genocidal rhetoric was being used. It's given the government 2 months to respond. The billionaire owner of a chain of grocery shops in New York has put up a reward of $5,000. John Katsimatidis hopes to catch thieves targeting ice cream as the city copes with a heat wave. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com